Oh, that's right. We're over here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Boy, do I have a treat for you here today.
WLMA.
You are going to be hearing some of the music that they are going to be singing tomorrow evening at the Festival Chorale. That's right, the Greenwood Festival Chorale. It's the 44th South Carolina Festival of Flowers, and the Greenwood Festival Chorale wouldn't miss this. It's Red, White, and Blue. First song we're going to listen to, and then we're going to talk all about what's going on. We have Nikki Murphy, we have Chuck Gaines, and we have Art Murray with us here today to talk about all the good things. But I thought we'd start off the show with The Testament of Freedom by the Turtle Creek Chorus and the U.S. Army Chorus. Andy, let's cue it up and play it.
Oh,
that's right. You were just listening to A Testament of Freedom by the Turtle Creek Chorus and the U.S. Army Chorus. But my group here just wants to talk, so I said, hey, let's talk about it. Let's find out what's going on. Chuck Yanes, of course, you are the conductor of this great concert that's going to be tomorrow evening at Lander University, right there at the Josephine B. Abney Auditorium. What's it all about? Red, white, and blue.
America in song. Well, we are featuring composers, American composers. We're featuring writings by Americans, and we're also paying tribute to the armed services. So from the very beginning until the very end, we will also have audience participation, because our first piece, well, the Star Spangled Banner, everybody's going to sing, and then the last song in a medley of armed forces songs, that the Quezon song, the Navy hymn, and all, ends with America the Beautiful, and the final piece on the program ends with God Bless America. So we, from that aspect, you know, it certainly is red, white, and blue.
Well, you know, and we sure do need God bless America right now. I mean, the numbers aren't that great. We're in three different wars, and we have a lot of people, a lot of service people out there in harm's way. So this is an excellent way to pay tribute to those people. And of course, one of the things that y'all decided to do, which I think is great, is the Wounded Warrior Project. Art, what can you tell us? Art Murray, you are, of course, part of Post 20, and y'all decided that maybe a contribution to the Wounded Warrior Project would be a good thing.
And it's just a fantastic program. It started way back when we first got involved in these different wars, when the Wounded Warrior would be brought back to a MASH unit where they would do the emergency surgery and try to stabilize the individual. From there, they would fly them into Germany, where they would keep them for a while until they could transport them back to the States, and they'd bring them into Walter Reed and sort of a triage unit, depending on what their ailment was, whether they were brain-affiliated problem, or whether they are missing limbs or whatever, they would be farmed out to different hospitals around the country. They never got back to their own personal belongings. They didn't have a toothbrush, a toothpaste, or comb, or towel, or anything. So the Wounded Warrior started out by providing all this for them.
Hospitals always charge you for those little extras.
Right.
We can pay $10 for a toothbrush, you know.
Right.
It's good, though. It's a good toothbrush.
But the program has just, it's completely expanded into all different faces of a person's life. A Wounded Warrior would be, maybe he's mentally handicapped or physically handicapped in some way. They work with them to the point where they can bring them up to being self-sufficient, and then they have all different types of programs to make them, bring them back into a normal family life. Their program is in four facets: mind, body, economic empowerment, and engagement. And the mind part of it is to bring a person into a well-adjusted, to overcome any of the challenges that they have to do for readjustment.
And so this is a program that actually continues the care after the government, shall we say, or the hospitals.
Oh, definitely.
What you're saying is that it coincides, it meshes with what's happening while somebody is in their care. You were talking to me earlier about the caregiver aspect of it, to make sure that they are getting the type of care that they need, and
right,
there's somebody there to help care for them.
Right, that's exactly right. But after they get through the physical part of it, they still have this mental blockage that you obtain when you're in some kind of war and in critical situations that they have to overcome. And they work with the body. They also work with them in economic development so that they'll be self-sustaining. In fact, this past year, the Wounded Warrior Program has found 100 soldiers' jobs that they can sustain themselves on a long-term basis, and also with their families.
Well, don't get me started about jobs and our service people. Let me tell you. I just want to say this. You know, I think that's great, but I also think, and I'm just going off base here a little bit, because we have people that work in the service day in and day out. They're truck drivers, they're medics, they're all these type of jobs. Mm-hmm. And yet when they come back here to the United States, they don't take their training that they have gotten, and they literally have to start over from square one. Did you know that?
I was aware.
Yes, and I think that is a travesty about the only thing that somebody in the military can directly go in without further training is to go to work for the police, the sheriff, this type of thing. Wow. So that's why we have so many unemployed vets, because they literally have to start over, and we're not giving them credit. I know I'm on a soapbox right now. We're not giving them credit for time served and for things that the government has already trained, and that to me is a travesty. So
that's part of what the Wounded Warrior Program does. They get them involved back in society in a position that they have been previously trained. And they also have an organization that empowers them to get involved in advocacy groups and legislation that's being pending in Congress and at the state level. They have groups. I mean, these guys, firsthand, they know what's going on, so they can advise the legislatures on what kind of bills to pass to help the wounded warriors that are coming back, what they need. You know, and they need this, they need that, you know. And a guy sitting in a legislature trying to pass a law has no idea unless he can.
So they go out and they lobby. Yeah. They lobby on behalf of the wounded warriors. Well, that certainly sounds like a good program. Now, how are we going to, how are contributions going to be made, Chuck?
Well, $1 of each ticket is going to be contributed to the Wounded Warrior Project. And our corral will see to that.
We'll see to that. Well, that is terrific. So now, this is always a great, great concert. And Nikki Murphy, you always are just having a good time over that. You love being part of the Greenwood Corral, don't you?
I do. I have a great time. We have the opportunity to do music that in the average church choir, we would not be able to do. Mm-hmm. And some of the secular pieces, of course, you would not be able to do in a church choir setting. But it's excellent quality music, and we have a wonderful selection for this program. Chuck does a good job with choosing good music for us.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
He has a great job in directing it, too.
He has a lot of experience, don't you, Chuck?
Well, I do.
How long have you been conducting now?
Oh, my goodness.
A long time.
This is the 12th or 13th year of the Corral, the Greenwood Festival Corral, but I started a long time before that. I was at Presbyterian College. I came in 1965 and was the choral conductor. So you add them up or subtract, whatever. It's a long time.
1965 to 2011. Yeah. Wow.
And we're always glad that Chuck has a good sense of humor when he's conducting us.
Oh, I always look forward to his jokes.
You know, one of the things that we need to talk about, which really makes it unique, is there is no actual tryout. You want to be part of the corral, you can be part of the corral. Isn't that the way it works, Chuck?
That's the way it works, because we feel that anyone who comes in and tries it for a little while and decides, well, this isn't my cup of tea for one reason or another, then they're not there anymore. But we don't ask anyone to leave, and we work with everyone.
Have you ever asked anybody just to mouth the words and not sing?
No, I haven't. I've heard those stories, you know. Friends who say, I never sing because a school teacher told me, you just move your lips.
There you go.
We have some chorale members who tell me they don't read music.
Right.
I'm not sure I believe that 100%, but they tell me they don't read music. It may be that they don't read quickly, but we have enough people in the chorale who do read music that if you sit by somebody, you'll pick up on it. You'll pick up on it.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be talking all about what is going to be going on tomorrow evening. That's June 7th at 7:30. Tickets are $15. $1 is going to the Wounded Warriors, so you can feel real good about that fact that it's going to help a very worthwhile organization. It's been in existence since 2003, and they've been helping our wounded warriors across all the wars that we seem to keep ourselves in our country. So let's hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're here with the Greenwood Festival Chorale. We have Nikki Murphy. We have Chuck Gaines, our conductor. And we have Art Murray here, who also is part of the Greenwood Festival Chorale and has given us a little update on the Wounded Warrior Project. But we're going to talk about some of the music. You know, you were just telling me there'd been a lot of conversation about the Battle Cry of Freedom, which is really what, a Union song? Is that right?
That's what someone told me. Yes. I selected it because it was all about freedom.
That's right.
And as far as I'm concerned, that's red, white, and blue.
Well, it
and
is.
So
you know,
I called
this,
it in.
This concert is particularly well-timed as we look at our country and, you know, we need to be proud of our country. We need to pick our country up. We need to move it forward. We need to put all the people that need to be back to work. And so it is the time to be patriotic. And, of course, we just went through Memorial Day, and now here we are, the first part of June. And, of course, July 4th will be coming up very soon. So what could be better than red, white, and blue, America in song? So the Battle Cry of Freedom, what is that song about there, Chuck?
Well, it's celebrating the freedom and brotherhood, and it's just a big the women love to sing hurrah in it, hurrah, and that gets us going.
And it's a rally around the flag, and the whole concept, I think, is being united. United we stand.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We seem to have forgotten that, haven't we?
We have.
We have. I mean, you know, particularly as we look at our congressional leaders, I'm going to talk about that for a second. They can't seem to get together on this and get the job done that we need. So this is going to be a great concert. You don't want to miss it. It is Red, White, and Blue, America in Song. It is tomorrow night. Now, where can people get tickets?
They can pick up a ticket at the Chamber of Commerce or at the door
at
tomorrow
the door.
Night.
At mm-hmm. the door. And have Chorale members had tickets available,
they have
too?
They've had tickets, yes. And so if you see a Chorale member that you know, then you can
Chorale
ask
them and get a ticket.
Yeah, Chorale. Yeah, that's it. We hope they don't have any by now.
But, I think this is the first time that we've sold tickets at all three of the doors.
Yes.
Okay.
Instead of just the upstairs back door, we just can get them in.
Two doors. They're selling it at.
Okay. So get over there early because, you know, it is first come, first served to be, as far as seating. There's no assigned seating.
That's right.
A beautiful
right.
venue over there, we might add, at Lander University. Now, I understand you've
got... And the concert is at 7:30.
So
that's a change in our normal procedure.
Okay, so 7:30, and I presume the doors probably open around 7?
7. Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And now, but you're going to have a 25-piece orchestra
yes.
there.
Oh,
that's
yes.
huge.
We're looking forward to that. And we have good players coming in to match the good singers.
And, now, where do all these players come from?
Well, we have several from Greenwood, and then we have the surrounding area, Anderson, Taylor's, Greenville, Clinton.
So this isn't one particular orchestra, it's the Festival Chorale Orchestra?
It's a temporary Festival Chorale Orchestra.
Depending on the instrumentation required by the songs, depends on who Chuck would go out to hire.
Right.
So he puts an orchestra together depending on the music.
Several of these players have played with us before, mm-hmm. and so we always enjoy having them come back.
Plus we have about 60 members singing. So that's going to be quite.
That's right. That's
60
right.
voices with 25 pieces in the orchestra. That's going to be a fantastic program.
We have some excellent musicians in this area. We are so blessed
with
creative talent all over.
Well, to me, it's always amazing when you look at Greenwood, how many people that have gone on to become quite famous.
Yes.
You know, have come mm-hmm. right from this area. Keith Jameson, Nat Chandler, you know, Granger Hines. You know, we just go on and on of people that have gone out in the world and made it big. Mm-hmm. And here we sit in Greenwood. You know, it's kind of amazing,
exactly.
isn't it, Nikki? Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, Nikki, you've lived here for how long?
4 years this summer.
Of course, you came from Birmingham, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And are you amazed at what we have going on here in Greenwood?
I really am. You're not surprised when you see something like that in a larger city like Birmingham, Atlanta, but to get to a smaller town or smaller city and to have this kind of talent and this kind of community support for the arts, it's phenomenal. And I think it draws people to the community, people who are looking for a place to retire or to move. If you have a community that supports the arts, that's a very strong plus.
It certainly is. And you're right. That's what, mm-hmm. when people are looking to relocate a business here, they want to make sure that it's not only good for business, but it has good things for the family. And
that's
this,
true.
Of course,
yes.
is right. Mm-hmm. is a good concert for that. Now, Chuck, what other things are we going to be hearing in this concert?
Okay. Well, some pieces by American composers like Aaron Copland, who is the Dean of American Music.
And I have run over. We're going to have to come back to that. It's time for South Carolina News. Don't you go away. We're going to be talking about who's singing, what's singing, and what's happening tomorrow evening at the Greenwood Festival Chorale Red, White, and Blue America in Song. You stay with us. We'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Faces Gallery. We've been humming a tune or two while we've been sitting here today, just getting warmed up. They've got their dress rehearsal tonight, and tomorrow night is showtime for Red, White, and Blue, America in Song. That's tomorrow evening at 7:30. Tickets are $15, available at the chamber and, of course, at the door. So don't miss this opportunity to be part of something really, really great. They're going to be donating $1 of each ticket to the Wounded Warrior Project. So that's terrific, too. Chuck, we were just getting ready to talk about what we're going to hear at the concert tomorrow night, and I had to interrupt you because we had to hear South Carolina news. So,
well, that's important. That's
absolutely.
Very important. Well, two of the pieces are by Aaron Copland, who really was the Dean of American Music during the 1900s, and he died in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And these pieces are from an opera that he wrote, which really wasn't that successful. But these pieces have lasted, and we're going to sing them. Stomp Your Foot, which is really like a big square dance, and it's a very rhythmic piece and exciting. And the other one is The Promise of Living, which has an old folk tune sort of buried in it, gospel tune perhaps. And these are accompanied by piano duet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two fine pianists, Dawn Driggers and Lee Wagner, who are playing for us on that. They also play on another wonderful American tune, but not arranged by Aaron Copland. It's Shenandoah, and it's arranged by Mac Wilberg, who is one of the music associate at the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, or Mormon Tabernacle, and he's with the choir there. So that's a great, great tune. Another one from the 1800s is How Can We Keep From Singing? How Can I Keep From Singing? And it's arrangement by Gwyneth Walker, who is a up-and-coming composer. She lives in Vermont, and I believe she has a dairy farm, among other things.
She sings to the cows?
Probably so, yes, yes.
Very early in the morning.
Yeah. And she says, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And then we have another old American folk song, and that's Turkey in the Straw. And it's a great arrangement. And we're
How do you like that one, Nikki?
That.
I love it, but that has been, I think, our biggest challenge because of the timing. The words, everything comes in so quickly, the syncopated rhythm sometimes. It's been a challenge, but it's a fun piece.
It's a fun piece. You know, it sounds like we're going all across America here with music, all different types of music.
Right.
Would that be fair to say?
And it includes West, Old West, a medley that has Home on the Range. What else could be more Western than Home on the Range? Everybody will want to sing along with that, I'm sure. Chisholm Trail.
The Old Chisholm Trail, Red River Valley.
Oh, yes. The men get to sing that, and then we all get to sing Red River Valley.
The yellow rose of Texas. Now, right. It doesn't get much more Americana than that, does it?
Yeah, we take you all across the map.
Well, we're colorful with the Red River Valley and the Yellow Rose of Texas.
Excellent, excellent. Now, with this some cowboy music, are we going to see any cowboy hats on the stage there?
I imagine you are.
Maybe a bandana. Okay.
Something like that.
Sure. Now, one of the things that always makes the concert so great is you've got some great soloists that take part in that. Now, Nikki, who's going to be singing solo? I know you're doing at least one of them, aren't you?
I'm doing Putting on the Ritz.
Okay.
Beth Hoffey is going to be singing I'll Be Loving You Always, and Amanda Agnew is singing Blue Skies. We have David Holmes, Dave Griffiths, and
Dave Clayton.
The three Daves.
Yes.
Part of the three tenors. We have the three Daves.
Oh, you're lucky. Okay.
They're singing Home on the Range.
Okay. So this is, you always have an excellent group put together here. The voices, everything always comes together, even though it's sometimes, sometimes, Chuck, you've got to say to yourself, how am I ever going to get all these people to sing together in one voice?
That's
but it
right.
always happens,
right.
doesn't it?
You're right. It takes a few weeks for us to go that way and get together and blend and so forth. But we have four fine sections, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. Each section is a strong section, and so putting them together has not really been a problem.
Well, you've got people that have been involved in the chorale for a good while, too.
That's right. We
and
do.
I think that makes a difference.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Art, we talked a little bit about the Wounded Warriors. It is a program. I need to tell you, we did contact the national office and tried to find someone in South Carolina who had been helped by Wounded Warriors. But unfortunately, we started a little late. We had calls into several and just couldn't get a call arranged on it. But, it is a project that helps those, and I think particularly as they begin to mend, there are things that they need that the government, shall we say, just cannot provide in the best of care. So Wounded Warriors was founded, and it's a nationwide program. Is that correct?
It is. And there are different programs scattered all around the nation for the warriors as they mend and they get better and better. For instance, I've got an article here about the Lake Havasshore Coast to Coast Trail Riders event that's taking place even as we speak. It started June the 1st in Virginia, and it's going all the way across the United States to California. And for the people that can participate or are able to, it's a time that they can get together and share their experiences and get over the hurt and in the process of mending. And it's going to take anywhere from 3 to 6 months to do this ride. So it's just a fantastic program. This is one of many. I went on the website and looked, and there must have been 50 to 75 different programs going on simultaneously around the United States to help these wounded warriors recuperate and come get back to society.
It's a full life.
Right.
And to publicize the Wounded Warrior Project. Now,
that's right.
President Bush just rode bicycle, didn't he, trail ride with Lance Armstrong and several wounded warriors.
Wow.
100 miles someplace in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Well, so wherever you go in Texas, it's 100 miles to wherever you're going to get there.
You're going down to the barbershop. Miles.
That's right. But anyways, this is going to be a fun concert, but it has a very serious side to it, too, because it has to do with about our country. It has to do with about our patriotism. One of the things that you see, particularly from the past, was the enthusiasm and the life that our country had at that time when it was brand new and forming and, after the Civil War. In some ways, I think we've lost some of that enthusiasm, and we are very patriots. I must say, I think we're seeing more patriotism than we've seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. But we've lost some of our enthusiasm. We need to get that back, and we need to put all hands on deck to make our country back to the great country that it was and can be.
I certainly agree.
Yeah, so this is an opportunity to feed your soul and get maybe you thinking about some of the things that you could do. One of the things I love about Greenwood is the fact that it always, always, always is out there coming on strong. Post 20 is so involved in so many things for our vets out there. Y'all
they
help
are.
Out so much.
They are. And one event that's taking place this Friday is the John Nay Stadium dedication. that we're going to change from Legion Stadium to the John Knave Stadium. And
out there
members,
behind the Civic Center, right.
Right, and, right. And about 30 members of the Greenwood Festival Chorale are going to participate in singing three different songs during that dedication. So please come out and listen to, I think you get a tremendous uplift from this particular
I think it's
program.
Great that they are renaming it John Knave. I think that is terrific.
Right.
I mean, he was an icon in our community and served tirelessly doing all kinds of
and
things.
And he served so well in the American Legion. I mean, he was the father of the baseball program. I mean, he single-handedly maintained it for over 15 years. So it's grown. This is our 70th consecutive year that Post 20 has sponsored the baseball program in Greenwood. That
and you can see some fine baseball out there. Now, let me tell you, you can see some fine baseball. You can see these I'll call them kids, but these young guys that are just out there, and they could go far. So it's terrific. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Just the way you look tonight.
There are precious times in life never to be forgotten. Times such as graduations, engagement, our wedding days, anniversaries, and the birth of a child. Times in our lives when everything just seems simpler. A time when we want to give a gift that will last a lifetime. Visit us at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have the treasured pieces to light the way, the pieces that will be forever treasured and a beautiful reminder of a lovely memory. Let us help you find your treasure. Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass, 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We were just talking a little bit about the American Legion Post 20 here with Art Murray. And Art, you were telling us that on we have a couple of things they're going to rename the stadium. What date are they going to rename the stadium?
That's June the 10th. That'll be this Friday night.
June the 10th. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's going to be renamed the John Knave
Stadium.
So what could be more appropriate than to be doing that? And then coming up on the 28th, we were just talking about what's going to be happening then.
We got the Military Appreciation Night on the 28th, and all active duty and retired military are going to get in free. They just show us ID card, or they can wear their uniform, whatever they'd like to do.
It's going to be pretty hot to wear a uniform.
I know.
Maybe the hat, but guys.
Right. But we're going to let them in free. And we're also going to try to get Lou Brissy here. He's a World War II vet. He was almost killed in World War II, but he came around and became a National League pitcher for Major League. And from there, he went into the American Legion program and became the director of the baseball program on a national level for about 8 years. And he now lives in North Augusta, and we are trying our level best to see if he's able to come over and be with us on the 28th for the Military Appreciation Night. So
that'd be terrific.
We're looking forward. Also, we're trying to get some members of the Greenwood Festival Chorale to put together a little ensemble, and we'll be singing some military hymns and things of that nature that night too. So,
you know, I tell you what, there's nothing like military music, though. You know, big band music to get you going. Don't you agree, Chuck?
Oh, sure. It's like you want to get up and march, because most of them are pretty much marches.
Right.
In fact, part of what you're going to be doing a tribute to the armed services tomorrow night.
Start with that. After we have the presentation of the colors by the Clinton High School Junior ROTC.
That's right. And so the tribute to the armed services, what's the plan there?
Well, as we play each of the songs of the different service branches, we're going to say Army, and then hopefully those veterans and maybe present-day Army people will stand up and sing along. Everybody's going to sing along all these songs, because we all seem to know them, the Navy hymn, the Coast Guard, the Air Force. And the Marines.
And the Marines, right.
And,
that's right.
Then that one finishes with America the Beautiful.
And it is a beautiful country.
Yeah, it is.
It is. That's right. So
our final piece is going to be, the final work on the program is a medley by Irving Berlin. Well, and it's called Irving Berlin's America. And it has several of his favorite, or people's favorites in it. There's No Business Like Show Business, Alexander's Ragtime Band, Putting on the Ritz, Blue Skies, Always, God Bless America. That's the way it ends, God Bless America. And so we've started with everyone singing in the audience, and we hope that everybody's going to join us on God Bless America there near the end.
Now, are you going to do There's No Business Like Show Business like, what was it, Ethel Merman, didn't she? There's no business like show business. Come on now, Nikki.
You just can't duplicate Ethel Merman.
Well, actually, that was pretty close. And since you're going to be there, we just be ready.
Be ready.
You can have
okay. Your
costume on, okay. And we'll
add
maybe call you
up.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. I love that song. Uh-huh. Yeah, and she could sing it. Man, could she sing it.
Oh, she can. She can really.
She could belt it out.
And Mel Brooks and Young Frankenstein have made Putting on the Ritz pretty well known.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We used that as a theme song many, many years ago for Sharp Facets Gallery when we did TV commercials, and we had the girls dressed in tuxes and top hats and did the whole thing.
All right.
Right.
Wow.
There on TV.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So one of my favorite songs too, and you can't go wrong with Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Right.
So
right.
All of these are good ones, and God Bless America, what a great song to close with. So I know you're looking forward to this concert, and after you finish this one, you probably start on another one, do you?
We do, yes. The conductor at least has to decide what's going to be on the next program, which is going to be a Christmas program.
Right.
And so we'll make those decisions in the next couple weeks, and then
it'll be Christmas in July.
Yes.
For Chuck, it is.
we
get started in September.
September, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
take the summer off and get some stuff done.
Right.
Well, this is all going to be going on at Lander University, Josephine B. Abney Auditorium, a great facility for this. It is tomorrow evening, June 7th. The concert starts at 7:30. The doors open at 7. If you haven't already gotten your tickets, you can certainly get them at the chamber, but you can also get them at the door tomorrow night. $1 of each ticket will go to the Wounded Warrior Project, so that's an excellent, excellent possibility to help out the Wounded Warrior Project. So many warriors have benefited by this program. It was an excellent choice by American Legion Post 20 right here in Greenwood. We have had a good time talking about some of the things. You know, I was going to play some music, but you know what? I think we just ought to save it for tomorrow night and just make people anticipate the whole concert. What do you think?
That'd be fine with us.
Right. Yeah, that would
be
fine.
Thank you, Ann, very much.
So when you talk about Irving Berlin, when was his big time that he was doing most of his writing and conducting?
I think in the 40s and the 50s. Maybe even started probably late 30s.
Right. That was a different time in our country, though, wasn't
it?
Oh,
definitely, yes.
And,
yes.
You know, music reflects reflects the time, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It does. Music is a lesson in history.
It is a lesson in history. Mm-hmm. So what are we getting out of the history of music today, Nikki?
For everyone to please come to the concert.
No, I was talking about what kind of music that we have today.
Oh,
okay. Today's music. What are we getting out of the history lesson of today? What will people be saying 20 years from now, Nikki?
Rap.
The poetry
of words.
Now, what do you think, Chuck? I mean, you've been around for a long time now, Chuck. You've seen music in a lot of different venues.
I have, and I like all different varieties of music, although I must admit that certainly the genre of rap is not in my bailiwick or field of knowledge at all. But
it's a little different. You have to understand it. You know, they say it's poetry. What is it? It's a poetry. It
mm-hmm.
is. And it is amazing. Sometimes you can actually hear it. But many times you cannot. But I love the music of the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. I love the big band music. So I am truly looking forward to this tomorrow evening.
It is wonderful. It is wonderful.
It really is.
And it just transports you. So we're going to have the Clinton High School ROTC will be there. They're going to play the national anthem. And everybody has to sing along with the national anthem.
Oh, sure.
Are the words going to pop up across the screen, or, you know?
No screen. Everybody's going to do it by memory.
By memory?
Hopefully everyone knows the national anthem.
It's a hard song, though, isn't it?
It's a hard song to sing because the range of the notes is pretty broad for the average singer.
I'm just going to bring up, you didn't happen to see the little girl who was, 9 or 10 years old that sang the national anthem for, I think it was in Boston, for the Yankees on TV. Oh, my God. Was she fabulous? Oh. I think 10 years old, and she hit every note perfectly.
Is she the one who was on America's Got Talent?
I don't think so. I think she just, I don't know why, she had always wanted to sing it, and they let her sing it, and she just stood up there like a little trooper and did that.
Wow.
There are those little singers around that can do that, and it's nice that they used her.
Absolutely.
Brought her out.
One thing you were talking about, the music of the 30s, and 40s, and 50s, it says something about that music that we have modern arrangers who continue to arrange that those songs.
Absolutely.
From the 30s and the 40s especially.
And that they can be rearranged, and they are still popular today. It does say something about it. And that there are young people that are liking this music as much as some of the older folks around.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, you got to come out tomorrow evening, 7:30 to the Josephine B. Abney Auditorium. It is the Greenwood Festival Chorale. It's Red, White, and Blue, America in Song. America has had a lot of great conductors and a lot of great songwriters, and it's all going to be put together for you tomorrow night in a concert you will enjoy. Now, is this going to be a late night, Chuck?
No, it's going to start at 7:30 so people can get home. Before bed.
Before bedtime. Before bedtime?
Yep.
I hope they get home before bedtime.
Yeah, we got people falling asleep in their cars. That's going to be a problem. But anyways, it's not going to be a late night.
It's not.
So if you'd like to come out and see it, they sure would like you to be there. And $15 tickets, $1 goes to the Wounded Warrior Project. So, Nikki, did you have something else you wanted to add to what we're talking about?
$15 is quite a bargain.
It is a
concert of this nature with an orchestra of this size. Where else can you go to get this kind of music with the 25-piece orchestra for $15?
You can't. And this, of course, we need to mention, is, of course, part of the Festival of Flowers, one of the events.
We have to say thanks to the Festival of Flowers for having us as an event, and thanks to Lander University also for their help in supporting this concert.
Absolutely.
And thank you for having us on the air.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the air. That's right. Now, your picture should be on Facebook. Beth should have put that on Facebook by now. And you want to check it out. It is tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Lander University at the auditorium. Tickets are $15, available at the door or at the chamber today. So it's going to be a blooming good time because it's Red, White, and Blue, America in Song. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much.
This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye.